Anybody ever preaches that long, they're bound to repeat themselves several times, and there is just no need for that. All right, praise God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Let's look at Matthew chapter number 24, verses 4 and 5. Matthew 24, verses 4 and 5. Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man, and everybody shout, deceive you. No man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. What the Word of God is saying is, we've had some knuckleheads, I understand that, we always will, that will come along and say that I am Jesus and all of that. And we look at them funny and we look at them strange. And I remember several years back, coming down, I think it was 52 Highway there, and I saw a man in a big robe looked like he wove something or another and put around his head and had a cross on his shoulder and dragging it down the side of the road. But he did have the forethought, and he put wheels on the bottom of it so it wouldn't be so heavy. And I don't know, maybe he thought he was Christ. That's not what the Scripture's talking about here. We know better than that. We know that that's not Jesus, and we know that he doesn't have to bear its cross again. We know that it's our turn. He said, take up your cross and follow me. And so we know better than that. But there are men that will rise up, and they will say, I have found a better way. I found an easier way. All that you do is not necessary. I don't believe that. You don't have to believe that. Just do this and don't do that anymore. Well, the Word of God is still true. The Word of God is still right. The Word of God is still wonderful. But if we don't know the Word of God, we will easily be deceived. There are so many kinds of antichrist out there that if we don't know the Word of God, to us, they will look like Christ. And we'll never see the Antichrist. The very Antichrist himself will be able to perform miracles, signs, and wonders. That's not what we're chasing here today. Those things come along with those. Those things chase us when we follow Christ. Amen. Following Christ is different than chasing after signs and miracles. Amen. And so, that being said, I just want to preach something that came to me yesterday and simply titled, When. Everybody, turn to your neighbor and say, When. Amen. And you look back at them and say, I don't know, but he's getting ready to tell us. Praise God. All right. Pray for me, would you? Lord Jesus, we love and live, praise and honor. We worship and we certainly exalt the name of the Lord. So thankful that we can step into this house time after time after time and feel your wonderful presence. I love you, Lord, and I lift you. Thank you, Lord, and I praise you, honor you, and I exalt you. Amen. God richly bless you as you're seated just now. Thank you for being in the house of God. Thank you to all of our guests and visitors for being here today. You're not a guest anymore. You're not a visitor anymore. You're landmark, so get back here tonight. They mean that. Amen. They really mean that when they clap their hands to you. We didn't practice that last night. Praise God. Amen. So deception is rampant. Deception is everywhere. And we need to be very careful. Jesus said, beware. They're going to come. Antichrist is going to come. And many will fall under seduction of deception. And we just simply need to be very, very careful and very cautious. And so it's staggering how many directions and how many ways that people are going in religion and in faith and all of that, and how that now it's all encircled and all in one big group. Does it matter what you preach? Does it matter what you believe? As long as it's talking about Jesus, then everything's all right. Amen. It's not all right. We need a full vision of Jesus. We need a full comprehension of the Lord. We need to know what He taught us. We need to know what His doctrine is. We need to know what He believes. We need to understand what pleases Him, what brings Him satisfaction. We need to walk in faith with Him and learn from Him as His disciples did. Somebody shout, every day. Amen. It's not a simple believe in Jesus and you're saved and go to church if you want to. Do this if you want to. You don't have to. Just believe in Jesus. But hey, listen, the devil would like for it to be that easy. In fact, the devil would love to be saved right now, but it's off limits to him. So his big thrill is to feed you with deception. Because he'll never feel the thrill of being in the presence of the Lord. He'll be cast as far away as from God as he can possibly be cast. And so his thrill for eternity is for you to be cast away from God with him. We need to comprehend that and understand that. And so the easier he can make it, the easier it will be for him to please you with a religion and not a relationship with God. So deception is rampant, and it's staggering. Many are deceived, the Bible said. Many false prophets everywhere, the Bible said. Someone said, tell the pastor he's got to stop preaching against homosexuality. And the reason I bring that subject up is because that's what someone told someone in our church to tell me. So tell him he's got to stop preaching against that stuff. I love him, but he can't keep preaching that stuff. I know good people that are lesbians. I know good people that are homosexuals. And he's got to stop preaching that stuff. The problem is they don't see it like I see it. I see good people that don't have to live that way. I see good people that can be delivered. I see good people that don't have to be deceived. I see good people that we can baptize in Jesus' name. I see good people that can receive the Holy Ghost. I don't see good people that we have to put up with spirits that are plaguing them, put up with evil that is against them. I don't even know why they call it gay, because they are some of the most depressed people that you will ever meet. They can't hardly live with themselves. They commit suicide every day. They're miserable in their lifestyle. They're miserable with their friends. And the only thing that brings them joy is to fight against those that believe in family traditional values. Amen. But what I believe is that they can be good people if we can get the spirit out of them. If Landmark can have such a revival and we can stay away from deception, if we can get away from false prophet, then I believe that we can have such a revival that they too can come and receive from God. They want to say things that like, Jesus loves them. I know Jesus loves them. Jesus cares for them too. I know Jesus cares for them too. That's why he saved me, and that's why he saved you, so we can reach them. He saved to save, healed to heal, delivered so we can deliver. There's nowhere in the Word of God where to put blinders on and accept any lifestyle that comes along. Oh, no. Oh, no. He made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you right now, it's time for that kind of revival. Hallelujah. What Jesus does in this house is a divine foretaste of something that's coming. Amen. We're experiencing it. And we have, I believe, from day one. Amen. We have been all along, we've been experiencing on the many what God wants to do with the many. Amen. Hallelujah. If I could say it in due respect and honor of myself and you, all of us that have worked hard and feverishly and given and sacrificed to have what we have. Understand, I am not trying to diminish that, but I want you to see with the eyes that I see with. I'm saying, Lord, open their eyes and let them see. There are many that are for us than they that are against us. Open your eyes and, Lord, let them see. Hallelujah. We're experiencing the mini version of apostolic revival that God intends to give us in that building across the parking lot. We need to see what God is up to and understand. They're coming, ladies and gentlemen. They're coming. They're on their way. I see them. I see them. I sense it. I feel it. I dream about it every night. The anointing of God is going to break the yoke, and the power of God is going to rain down fire. We feel this one. We'll feel that one. And we'll feel another one. And if the Lord tarries, we might feel another one. Oh, come on, somebody. You ought to worship God with me right now. Somebody ought to speak in tongues. That's you. If you haven't spoken tongues in a while, let your Holy Ghost go. Let your spirit go. Let the anointing go. Let the power flow. My Lord. My. Amen. And the reason I say that is because, Lord, if it's this good now, what's it going to be like then? Only God knows, and I can't comprehend it. I don't know how we're going to be able to contain it in this flesh and in this skin. But listen, don't stop it, Lord, because we'll just have to do the best we can. Hallelujah. There is absolutely no need for apostolics to be deceived. Amen. I just have to believe this. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I apologize. But I just have to believe this. Amen. When a man of God takes and leads his church astray and takes them to another doctrine, compromises holiness and righteousness and all of that business, I have to say that deception has always been in his guts. And he never puked it out. He never poured it out. He never cried it out. He never got it out. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you right here, right now, before God, something else that I believe, that the harvest is going to be so plenteous and the harvest is going to be so great that they're going to come back so fast and furious. Amen. We won't even be able to tell they were gone. We won't even be able to tell that they were deceived. We won't even be able to tell that they left us. Hallelujah. Because they're going to come back so fast and furious and on fire until the anointing's going to break that yoke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've always said our backslidden are going to come back. Well, we've got evidence today. They are coming back. And when they come back, they're going to come back with a fury. They're going to come back with something against the devil. They're going to come back with something against the world. They're going to come back with an anointing. They're going to come back with an appetite. They're going to come back with a fire. Holy Ghost, hallelujah. There's no need for apostolics to be deceived. Take heed and do not let it happen. Do not let it occur. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Men, open your eyes. Women, open your eyes. Young people, open your eyes. Hallelujah. And understand that there's a devil that will take your vision away. You'll be able to see, but you will not be able to see. And you know exactly what I'm saying. Hallelujah. I want you to be sensitive to the Spirit. I want you to flow with the anointing. What's wrong with if you can walk in the Holy Ghost on Sunday? Why can't you walk in the Holy Ghost on Monday? And if you can walk in the Holy Ghost in here, why can't you walk in the Holy Ghost out there? You can walk in the Holy Ghost at a restaurant. You can walk in the Holy Ghost in your living room. You can walk in the Holy Ghost on your job. There's things you won't discuss around me. Why do you feel like you can discuss them around anyone else? Listen to me. Hear me. Amen. The spirit of the enemy and the world and the flesh would attack us. That's why we've got to burn it away with fasting. We've got to burn it away with prayer. We've got to burn it away with sacrifice. Hallelujah. I would never tell you this. And I have not in the past, and I probably won't in the future, but you know me, and I'll say anything to save somebody. Amen. Is it so intense in here because today would have marked the fifth day of pastors fasting? Hello? Hello? Why? Why? Because I believe if I can lead you and you can follow, we can get somewhere for the glory of God. Hallelujah. There's just sometimes, from the man of God to you, from the pulpit to you, everywhere in circumference, there just comes time that we've got to burn things out, that we've got to sacrifice. We've got to take it to another level. We've got to take it to another dimension. And the anointing can break it, break it, break it. Hallelujah. What do you talk about? What are you listening to? What do you share? What do you care about? Amen. What's your discussion? What? Hallelujah. Amen. That's why I'm preaching today. When is the end time? Well, honey, if you can't tell it's end time right now, then your batteries are low and you need a recharge. Because we're in the end time right now. Somebody shout, right now. Turn to your neighbor and say, that's when. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so take heed. Don't let these open your eye. Be aware. Amen. Hallelujah. So everybody, be careful what's said to one another. What you discuss and say. There's some things that you need to discuss. If you need to discuss them, talk that with your wife. Let your wife talk that with you. Or, am I making sense? Praise God. Don't make others uncomfortable sharing all. Listen, amen. Be respectful to the opposite sex. Be respectful. Men, be respectful to men. Women, be respectful to other women. Hallelujah. Don't take us down avenues we shouldn't go. Don't do things we shouldn't do. Listen, you hearing me? Hallelujah. Let's have revival. Amen. Respect and honor and appreciate your brother. Respect, honor, and appreciate your sister. If we can't respect one another, let's keep our conversation to ourselves. Junk talk is everywhere, but I want to tell you something. So is Jesus. And I want you to look at me at 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse number 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth thou shalt have wars. Amen. Foolish. Walk around foolishly. Talk around foolishly. And all of that. And there's going to be war. And there's going to be strife. Amen. The devil may not be right there, but the devil's going to be close by to give you a hard time. Amen. So let's recognize and let's hold honor and respect to the eyes of the Lord that are to and fro and watching everything we do. Some of the seed of what I'm preaching about today came from a prophet of God that texted me on my phone, and he said, the Lord wants to take you somewhere, and I want you to share this with your church so he can take them too. Amen. He talked about revival that God is going to give us. He talked about the hordes of people that are going to come to God. He said, but it's going to take sacrifice. It's going to take people being respectful. It's going to take people rising to the challenge and talking about the glory of God, talking about the move of God, talking about the anointing of God, how you feel. My family's going to do great things. My children are going to grow up and do great things. Hallelujah. You're not carnal, foolish, and talking about everything under the sun, embarrassing people, shaming people, amen, disregarding and disrespecting people. Hallelujah. But you're bringing honor to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come on, somebody, let the anointing flow again. Let the Spirit flow again. When is the Lord coming? He's coming when we have revival. He's coming when we have a move of God. He's coming when that last soul finds him. When that last person speaks in that heavenly language. Hallelujah. The anointing is here. The power is here. The authority is here. The undergirding of the Holy Ghost is here. Somebody shout, walk in the Spirit. There's no need. There's no need for us to be deceived. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus said to the kids, look at this. Look what he said. We had baby dedication. This is perfect. Praise God. Amen. 1 John 3 and 7. Hallelujah. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Praise God. He looks at us like we're little children. Amen. I'm not the smartest kid on the block. Amen. But thank God I am his kid. Amen. And so are you. And he looks at us like little children. He said, except you all become like children, you will likewise perish. Amen. So forbid not the children to come unto me, for some of them are 80 years old. Amen. Some of them are 90 years old. Hallelujah. As long as you're breathing God's fresh air, understand this, that you are only a child in his eyes. You will never arrive. You will never reach perfection until that which is perfect has come. And so we better roll up our sleeves and we better get back at it and get to giving it everything we've got so we can make it to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. No problem clapping your hands, but a problem with a lying tongue. No problem with running the aisles, but a problem talking junk. No problem with leaping for joy, but a problem with selfies 24 hours a day. Hallelujah. Me, me, me. Listen. We need the anointing. Hallelujah. When we don't fulfill the flesh, we fulfill the Spirit of God. When we don't fulfill the flesh, we fulfill the Spirit of God. Let the anointing break it. Let the Spirit of God move on it. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of us can't live. Listen, some of us, as pastor come to town, is that okay? Some of us live to be around other people, and you're good at that. I love that. That's where I like to choose leadership, because you can get along with other people. Some people want to live in seclusion. Amen. Get all of God you can and then live by yourself. I can't draw from that, because that is not the will of God. Hallelujah. Nobody's perfect. I ain't. You ain't. Nobody is. But you need to understand this. God drawing you out of that to help somebody. Pray with somebody. Lift up somebody. Teach somebody the word of God. You've got to come out of that spirit. You've got to come out of that. Come out wherever you are. My Lord, am I okay? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said, he looks like a rocket. And I'm about ready to fire him. I don't care. Hallelujah. I'm just here to tell you that it's time for apostolic revival. It's time for the anointing, it's time for the Spirit, and it's time for the power. It's time for the presence, and it's time for the moving, the stirring. Hallelujah. Amen. Get around, love somebody. Get around, care for somebody. Get around, talk to somebody. Converse with people. Amen. Share with people. Let them share with you without being judged. Let them lift. Let them... Am I still making sense? Amen. Move with the flow of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This thing's moving. This thing is stirring. And it cannot stay the same way it's always been. The doctrine will be the same, but the methods are going to change. God's going to do this in greater numbers. He's going to do this with greater authority. And he's going to do this with greater dominion. Hallelujah. Amen. When? I'll tell you when. In days like this, in times like this, we don't know. He could come any moment. We're already living on grace. We're already living by mercy. Every 2,000 years, the judgments of God fell on this earth. Amen. If you've not noticed, we're about 17 years past that 2,000-year mark. Hello? Nothing but the grace of God. Nothing but the mercy of God. Had God come in the year 2000, how many of you would still be here? How many of you would be in heaven? How many would have gone in the rapture? There's people that ought to praise God for his grace like you've never praised him, because you have a greater understanding of what could have happened in the year 2000. Even the world knew something was up. Even the world knew something up. They thought the computers were going to shut down. They thought gas pumps were going to shut down. They thought everything was going to shut down. They hoarded food in their basement. They did everything they could do because they knew a catastrophe was coming. Why? Because they sensed that it should have. But it didn't. And God gave people grace, and he gave them mercy. He didn't give you grace, he gave you mercy to sit on it. He gave it to you to share it and to care with somebody. They're going to be nasty. They're going to be carnal. They're going to be stupid. They're going to say things. They're going to be things. But you put your hand on it and anoint it. You put your hand on it. You put your heart into it. You put your spirit into it. And watch God do a great work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said that to the church. We can have religion, but it needs the right components. We can have all the religion, but it's got to have some components to it. Amen. I'm going to tell you right now. Amen. And I know it's Sunday morning. I don't want to pick on anybody, and I don't want to rub against your belief, but I'm just here to tell you. You got to have the Holy Ghost. That's the main component you got to have with this thing. Because the Holy Ghost is the power of God, it's the authority of God, it's the dominion of God. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, then he can't direct you, he can't lead you, he can't discipline you, he can't chastise you, he can't bless you. Praise God. And so you need the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. And another component is sacrifice. We have got to go into a great realm of sacrifice. Amen. I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about time. I'm talking about prayer. I'm talking about labor. I'm talking about home Bible study. Praise God. I'm talking about a chart ought to be under everybody's arm. Amen. At least a one-hour Bible study. Read the thing to somebody. Read the thing to somebody. And then you can go back home, whatever it does and what it does. But at least you gave them at least a one-hour Bible study. Amen. Everybody can do something for the glory of God. This is not just about me, and it's certainly not just about you, but it's about everyone that God will allow you to come in contact with. I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to charge you. Before this year is out, somebody ought to be in here worshiping God, and it needs to be your fault. I said somebody new needs to be in this house worshiping God, and it needs to be your fault. And Jesus said, I don't care if they're 4 years old, I don't care if they're 40 years old or 90 years old, they're all my children. Get somebody here. Get somebody here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And so it is. So we need that Holy Ghost component, that sacrifice. And we need that all eyes on Jesus component. We need our minds on Jesus so we can have church. Hallelujah. How did Jesus pay the cost at Calvary? You know how he paid that cost? It wasn't because he had something that I don't have. You know, that's what people say, you know. You got something extra from God that I don't have. He don't give anybody anything different. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost is Holy Ghost. That's the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is the same for everybody. It all comes with power, authority, and dominion. Amen. Hallelujah. Here's how he paid the price at Calvary. Number one, he paid it with passion. He had a passion for people. He had a love for people. Amen. They couldn't hurt his feelings to the point that he didn't want to talk to them. Isn't that silly? Turn to your neighbor and say, that's just silly. Now turn to him and say, pardon me if I ever acted that way toward you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, if we had a God like that, I'd been lost a long time ago. I'd have been gone a long time ago. Hallelujah. Amen. But I think I got a God that looks at us sometimes and said, oh, and then he begins to dig, and then he begins to talk through his word. And when we pray, and when we're fasting, we're seeking, he begins to lift us up again and shake it off. And then we see what it was. And we say, Lord, by your grace, we'll never go back to that again. We'll never do, you know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Praise God. But you've got to allow that to take place. Amen. Why don't we develop a little bit of passion? A little bit of passion, a little bit of mercy, and a little bit of grace, and a little bit of love, and a little bit of care and concern. Hallelujah. Amen. And then when you'll find out that just as Jesus, amen, what did he inherit? Only everything in the universe, praise God. What are you going to inherit with a little passion? We'll find out that as we care for others, the Lord will take care of every one of our needs. So number one was passion. Number two was posture. He came to this world in the posture of committing a sacrifice for the sins of humanity. At 12 years old, he said, "Wist you not that I'm about my Father's business?" His own mother said, "We've been looking for you for 3 days. Where you been?" He stopped her right there and said, "Look, I'm about my Father's business. I already know what's up. I already know what's going on. You don't have a clue. Just understand, I'm about my Father's business." Passion. Yeah, passion, passion, passion. Amen. "I cooked a big supper for you. Why are you fasting today?" "Because I'm about my Father's business. I promise I'll eat this supper tomorrow." Hallelujah. "Why do you want to pray so long? Why do you want to be Mr. Spiritual?" "Because I have a passion for the lost." Where's yours? Don't let them challenge you like that. Don't let the devil come at you like that. Amen. If they want to call you Mr. Spiritual, you say, "That's right, I'm Mr. Spiritual." You like that, don't you? Amen. Why don't you join me? And there'll be more of us with a passion. We need to posture. We need to put ourselves in that posture. Amen. When people look at us, they need to understand we're soul winners. They need to look at us and say, yes, they are different. That's that landmark crowd. I know them. They're different. That's that praying church down there. I want you to be a part of that posture. And then thirdly, he was able to go to Calvary because of perseverance. Amen. It didn't matter what the devil threw at him. And you know the devil threw some things at him. "If thou be the Son of God." Devil, you don't even know who you're talking to. I'm telling you that nowadays, if people decide to follow the devil, they're following the dumbest thing in the universe. I guess he didn't even know who Jesus was. "If you be the Son of God, you'll do this. If you be the Son of God, you'll do that." And Jesus said, "It is written." Amen. Hallelujah. Every day he woke up with a better knowledge of the fact as the Spirit imparted it to him. The Bible said he grew in knowledge. Amen. And as the Spirit of God imparted that unto him. Amen. He was already ahead of everybody in the universe, and the Spirit kept pouring it into the flesh. Amen. And then he was able to come back and say, "It is written. It is written. It is written." I'm telling you, if we'll find out what is written, it will keep us from the devil. It will keep us from the devil. It will keep us from the devil. Praise God. And so these are the components and these are the things it took for the Lord. It took passion. It took posture. It took perseverance. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. No preservation. Nothing stopped him. Nothing even hindered him. Nothing slowed him down. Hallelujah. No patty cake and fake. Amen. Let's get the Holy Ghost again, everybody. Amen. Let's get the Holy Ghost again. Let's get the Spirit of God again. Let's get the fire again. Let's get the anointing again. Let's have revival again. Let's have refreshing. Let's have that stirring of the Spirit like a whirlwind in our personal lives again. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Let's seek him again. Let's love him again. Let's rest in him again. He's coming soon because deception is more prevalent than ever before. That's when. Hallelujah. Praise God. Could we come to an altar and could we commit to power before the world of this end time fills our minds with perversions? Could we share our experience with God over what the devil makes you think? Experience over what we feel. Experience over what we think. Somebody say he's coming soon. With joy, we should be able to welcome his returning. It may be in the morning. It may be at night or noon. But he's coming, and he's coming soon. No time to go back, only time to go forward. It's a time when hearts can wax cold and indifferent. The way to tell we are at the end is to realize a new beginning. There's a new beginning happening. There's a fresh start beginning. There's something new that's in the atmosphere. You feel it. I feel it. That's why we're so excited all the time. Amen. It's here. Isaiah 60 and 1. I want you to see this. It's talking to Landmark. Rise and shine. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen on you. This is the scripture that the prophet sent me this past week for Landmark. Amen. He said, get up and shine. Let your light shine. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Amen. It is upon us right now. The light is shining on us. And I don't want that light to go anywhere. I don't want it to shine anywhere else. If God chose us, I want it to stay right here. The latter rain shall be greater than the former rain. Sons and daughters are coming to the Lord. Healing, signs, and wonders. Once again, before our very eyes, the Lord is dividing the fishes and the loaves. How do we build what we built? How do we move from that building beside the prison and buy all of this land? How do we build what this was? How do we build a fellowship hall? How do we go across here? How do we build a pavilion? How do we build the building we're building right now? The only thing I can tell you is that when you gave your $10, when I gave my $100, when you gave your $1,000, when you gave your $2,000, the Lord took it and He broke it and He gave it. Hallelujah. When this is all said and done, Brother Yant, there'll be 12 baskets that remain. Hallelujah. He's dividing the fishes and the loaves for Landmark right now. My Lord, He's given better jobs. He's given better pay scale. He's doing better, better, better. He's given great miracles, signs, and wonders. People are being touched by God, blessed by the Lord. He's breaking the loaves. He's tearing apart the fish again. Hallelujah. He's got them sitting down in 50s. Hallelujah. That's what I read yesterday. He's got had them set down in 50s. I don't even remember ever reading that. Amen. You know how the Bible does, you know. You get this and say, my Lord, I never noticed. He set them down in 50s. Well, look at this. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's set down in 50s and let the Lord break it and let the Lord give it and watch Him. When it's over, He'll have more than what we even began with. The leftovers will be a greater blessing than what we started with. Somebody ought to raise your hands and worship the Lord. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is in here, wall to wall, treetop tone, and wanting to dig in and bless somebody in a great way. Hallelujah. Raise your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sons and daughters, healing signs. Amen. Right here before our eyes, the fish and loaves being broken. Praise God. Listen, I want you to be honest with me right now. Amen. Raise your hand if the devil is putting you through hell right now. I want you to raise your hand. Why not? Yeah. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. Thank you for your honesty. And for those of you that weren't, I'll pray for you. Praise God. Just kidding. You know that. Hallelujah. I will pray for you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Listen. You know the Bible says the latter rain is greater than the former rain. And I'm going to tell you this too. Paybacks are rough. Amen. Some of you are getting ready to pay the devil back. Amen. Some of you are getting ready. You've got the stuff to make it rough on hell right now. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm challenging you to turn it loose. I'm challenging you to turn it loose on his head. Hallelujah. Don't raise your hand and say you're going through hell and then leave this building today and go talking all kinds of compromise and go talking all kinds of junk and all kinds of carnality and all kinds of, amen. No, no, no. You zip that up, and when you leave, you talk about how good God is, how powerful the Holy Ghost is. Don't you give the devil credit for what he's making you think. Don't you give him credit for what he's making you do. Don't you give him credit for the ways he's doing you, treating you, making you. Don't you be a puppet in his string. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't say the things he wants you to say. You don't be the stuff he wants you to be. You don't go where he wants you to go. Amen. You do the exact opposite. You talk revival. You talk the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And you watch hell have to run from you. Hallelujah. It'll leave you and have to go back to the hogs. It'll go back to the pigs. Hallelujah. Because it doesn't belong in you. Amen. Turn it loose. Turn it loose. Turn your worship loose. Turn your praise loose. Turn your faith loose. Let go of the fire. Let the anointing come back and let revival take place. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Caring less about what the enemy does. Amen. Paul said, you know what? I'm preaching today about careless about what hell does. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about being careless and letting hell do anything it wants to do. I'm saying caring less about what hell does against me. I want to go where Paul said, to live is Christ, to die is gain. Do you know what he said? He was looking at hell and saying, is that all you got? Why don't you kill me? And then, devil, I get to go where you can't go. And I get to be with Jesus, and you'll never see that day again. There's nothing hell can do that can stop us. If we live, we're in Christ. If we die, it's a great gain because we're with him. And Paul was basically saying, is that all you got? All the hell you're going through is worth the heaven you're going to. Can you say amen? Don't get jammed up in it. Some of you raised your hand and said, "This the devil's got me going through hell." Hey, don't get jammed up in it. Let's do what I just said. Let's go through it. Let's get to the other side. Let's get to the other side. Listen. I'm asking you not to let the enemy, the flesh, or the world file you away and steal your passion for God, your family, and your church. Don't let him just put you in file 13 and say, I got him. Let's move on to somebody else. I'd like for him to come back to his office and see you peering out of the file cabinet. Oh, no, I'm not staying here. See you later. Hello? Jesus is looking he's looking for the comeback kid. Amen. No more hazy, no more lazy, no more pity parties, no more doubt, because you're too full and all you want to do is shout. Grabbing your family by the hand, the heart, and saying, as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. Full-blooded Pentecost by experience. Full-blooded apostolic by doctrine. It's end time. It's end time. And here's where it is. If you and I are going to make heaven home, if you and I are going to cause someone else to make heaven home, it's got to be an intentional choice. The good thing about an intentional choice is that once you have made it, no one can take it away from you. It's your choice. It's my choice. It's our direct decision. It's between me and God. Let's stand to get together today as I ask you this. What are your intentions? What are your intentions? And you know when. Any day now. Any moment now. Eastern skies are going to split. Jesus is going to say, come up higher. The trumpet's going to sound. The calling of God from this earth. Amen. To an eternity somewhere. And I'm asking what your intentions are. And right now would be a good time to decide and decipher what those intentions are going to be. The altar is open for whosoever will. Let them come and drink from the waters of life freely. Amen. Amen. You don't have to be good enough. Amen. Stop worrying about how good and how bad. Amen. Stop worrying about how addicted and how afflicted and how restricted. And stop worrying about who you are or what you are. Amen. That stuff God can change. That stuff God wants to work on. If you'll just lay it on an altar. If you'll lay it on a place of repentance. If you'll put it on a place of restoration. Let the Lord restore. Let the Lord redo and rework and reestablish. Let God rework this stuff. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost do this great thing right now to great people. Hallelujah. None of us are zeros. And all of us can be heroes.
It's harvest time. And we need heroes at harvest time. Come on down. Lift your hands. Submit, surrender, and dedicate your life to God again. In Jesus' name. With the wings
like an eagle.
Teach me.